Well, I'm kicking it off today here at the Music Production Deaf Room. My name's Jeremy. And first of all, I want to thank Lorenzo Minero and Stephen Goodwin for hosting this Music Production Deaf Room. But let me move on. Like I said before, my name is Jeremy. I'm also known as Autostatic on the interwebs. That's my nickname. I'm a Linux specialist engineer by trade, so that's my work. And I work for SURF, which is the Dutch National Research and Education Network. And there I am a Linux specialist, so I'm maintaining the internal Linux systems. What I didn't add here is that I'm also a musician. I make music, I play guitar, I do vocals. And I play in several bands, punk rock band, indie rock band. And I've been making music since I was 14. I'm 52 now, so that's like almost 40 years. When it comes to Linux, I've been using it since like the end of the 90s. And I got involved in doing audio with Linux around 2007. And I really got hooked up during the first Linux audio conference that I visited in 2010 in Utrecht. And then that really got me going regarding Linux audio and doing music production on Linux. But back to the matter at hand. When you want to start doing music production on your Linux machine, you have to start somewhere, of course. First of all, you start with your hardware, so your computer and audio interface. Also cables, yeah. I can demo it later on, maybe, or you can ask me afterwards if you have any questions, or I can show stuff. I recently bought a USB cable from a renowned German company. All my cables are from the same brand, so also the microphone cables, speaker cables. USB cables also. I bought a new cable, plugged it in, and I wiggled it a bit, and my interface was just failing. So those kind of things happen. So cables are really important. Then you have your equipment, your computer and such, and you move on. Of course, you have to install a distribution on it. Kind of speaks for itself. Then you move on with installing the software you want to use. You can choose for a modular setup so that you have different pieces of software talking with each other using jack or pipe wire. Or you can use a monolithic approach, so use Reaper, Bitwig, Arder, Studio Fender, or anything else that runs on Linux. When you're using this monolithic approach, you can add your plugins in there. It can also be done with a modular setup if you use something like a plugin host like Carla, or use your DAW as a plugin host and then, you know, connect all your other stuff to it. Next up is like you have to choose an audio framework that you want to use, because like when you use a monolithic approach, you have a bit more choice, because with a modular approach you cannot use the driver directly, the driver stack, like the ALSA driver stack. So you have to then you can use pipe wire or jack for that in a modular setup. You can also use jack or pipe wire with Arder or with Reaper. But most of the time it's like it's when you're using a monolithic setup, it's easier to use just the driver stack, so just click ALSA and then everything should work magically. Well, not always, but we'll see later. Next up is if you want to go a little bit further and use a different kernel, you can use the standard kernel, the generic kernel. It's these days the modern kernel, like that. The six version is pretty good for doing low latency audio, so that's already quite okay. You can also use a specialized kernel like a real-time kernel, not really necessary anymore these days, or a something like a specialized kernel like Licorix. They offer a specialized kernel more or less for gaming and media stuff, but also does well for audio and music production. Then, of course, you have to set your buffers, which is sounds a bit esoteric, but the buffers is like the some kind of cache between your audio software and your audio interface. Your operating system has to buffer something before it can receive or send